We are the Pop Gorillas, and this festive season, I watch 31 Die Hard derivatives. Welcome to the party, pal. It's Die Hard in a Hong Kong hotel. After an incongruous and all over the place opening 30 minutes or so, this action comedy vastly improves once the thieves take over the exhibit at a newly opened hotel, thanks to an escalating series of over-the-top and inventively choreographed sequences. As always, the English dub version offered up plenty of misplaced mirth. Not in the least, the decision to, for some unfathomable reason, dub Jet Li to sound like Jean-Claude Van Damme. To think QT took flak for his representation of Bruce Lee, when this rips shreds out of Jackie Chan. I can't quite believe they got away with it here. As this film takes sideswipes and spoofs the action cinema industry, and especially Chan, that it's a part of in the wake of a disagreement between superstar Jackie and prolific director Wong Ying during the making of manga adaptation City Hunter. There's an in-depth video essay breakdown available on YouTube via Accented Cinema called Someone Made a Movie to Diss Jackie Chan that is well worth a watch about the subtext subject matter. Jackie Cheung's performance as the egotistical and unprofessional Frankie Lone is so broad it calls to mind the movie within a movie sequence in Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, which rightly so offends the fictional Bruce Lee whilst on an early date with future wife Linda. It's Benny Hill levels of lampooning lameness. He's gratingly annoying throughout, but, to be fair, does feature in the finest throwdown fisticuffs in the film during his final fight against henchman Kong, besting anything Jet Li has to offer. Despite this distinctive drawback and the overall uneven tone, this derivative is fast-paced with enough tight fight choreography to make it well worth a watch. No risk. Make sure you subscribe, because it's to your advantage not to miss all the festive treats we have in store for you. Yippee-ki-yay, movie lovers!